Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
Liberty Counsel continues to defend marriage as the natural definition of the created order, being a union of a man and a woman. We filed briefs in a couple of cases and attempting to intervene in others. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this case. Matt, the first series of cases or the briefs that we just recently filed involve the Virginia challenge. And that is now before the Federal Court of Appeals. That court will ultimately hear this case pretty soon. And that is going to be a big case because this may well be the first one that goes up to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah, and Matt, and you know, there's a practice that the left engages, which is they try to stigmatize their opponents by charging them with hatred or bigotry or animus. We saw Justice Kennedy do this in the DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act decision this past summer, basically saying anybody who disagrees with so-called marriage equality must be driven by some kind of bigotry or hate or animus. The reality is we're just living in marriage reality. Just to recognize that marriage is what marriage has always been does not mean that somebody hates homosexuals or has any animus toward them. We just want to protect what marriage is and has always been. That's what we're trying to do in Virginia.
That's right. Well, what we have in Virginia is a new judge in the federal bench appointed by Barack Obama. And this judge ruled that the Virginia Marriage Amendment is unconstitutional under the federal constitution. Now, this judge also does not know the difference between the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution. Neither does her law clerks that have graduated from secular law schools, because in her decision striking down Virginia's marriage amendment, she said that we know that the Constitution says that, quote, all men are created equal, close quote. Well, not quite, because that's not what the Constitution says. It has nothing in the constitutional text at all about that. That is in the Declaration of Independence. So here we have the judge trying to lecture us about what the Constitution allegedly says about same-sex marriage, which it doesn't, who can't even know the difference between the Declaration of Independence, that all men are created equal, they are endowed by their Creator, that they're all created equal, and are endowed by their Creator with certain non-alienable rights. Can't even make that elementary distinction. And neither can her law clerks, and now she's trying to tell us what the Constitution says on marriage. So this is coming to the point of absurdity, and it's actually, I think, already there, and it, I think, delegitimizes the authority of these courts and judges.
Yeah, this is Federal District Judge Arinda L. Wright Allen, who, you know, and Matt, this just underscores the jaw-dropping level of ignorance with liberals on the court and hubris associated with that. And when you have ignorance combined with arrogance and hubris, this is what you get. And you get federal courts, I think we're up to 11 now, 10 or 11, around saying that these state marriage amendments are somehow unconstitutional, that just recognized, again, the age-old definition of marriage as between a man and a woman, that imagines that somehow our founding fathers, at a time when homosexual behavior was called on the books in the colonies a crime against nature, that somehow that they could have even conceptualized same-sex marriage, much less not criminalized. It was criminal. The fundamental central aspect of it, sodomy, was criminalized.
Because it was a crime against nature.
And how that is now a constitutional right, how did we
it's
arrive
absurd.
At that?
And the first same-sex marriage case was brought in the 1970s, and it was obviously not successful. The case ultimately was petitioned all the way up to the Supreme Court in Baker versus Nelson. The Supreme
Court
dismissed that because there was no constitutional issue involved in it. In other words, there's no constitutional right. We're not going to take this. This is not a federal question. And then in 2004, up until recently, we've litigated 50 of those cases or so, or more actually. And judge after judge, court after court has said that it's constitutional. There's no constitutional prohibition against the definition of marriage. Now the Supreme Court in the 5-4 decision in Windsor, the DOMA case that you mentioned with Kennedy, comes out in on the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, strikes that down and says those who passed that law in Congress in 1996, they're bigots. They're essentially haters of humanity, enemies. Now, since then, all these courts have gone the other way. Now, that itself is a problem. You've got all this history throughout millennia. You've got judges doing common sense decisions that marriage is the union of a man and a woman. You've got the history here that homosexuality was a crime against nature. Marriage is part of the natural created order. And now all of a sudden, within the year, these judges find some constitutional right. That just
a 180. Yeah. A 180. How do we magically suddenly do a 180 here?
I don't think you can without losing the authority of the courts, without having them become just illegitimate institutions.
Yeah.
Like if you look at Dred Scott, when he went to the Supreme Court in the mid-1800s, he was told by Justice Taney that you don't have constitutional rights as a citizen because, quote, blacks are inferior human beings. Well, that's a bigoted decision. It was inconsistent with the Constitution and natural and revealed law. We repudiate it now. It wasn't good law then. It was a judge's bigoted decision. 1927, Carrie Buck in Virginia. She's forcibly sterilized. Justice Marshall says, sorry, Carrie, no relief for you because three generations of imbeciles, he writes, is enough. How dare he say that? That has been repudiated by everyone who has any common sense and decency. That was inconsistent with the Constitution and natural law. And in fact, that decision was cited in the Nuremberg trials in support of Nazi Germany. After that decision came down, these eugenics laws spread throughout the United States, and it became a model for who? Adolf Hitler. Yeah. Now, just because a judge or justice says something does not mean it's the rule of law. Dred Scott can't be respected.
That's right.
Buck versus Bell can't be respected. And I submit that Windsor or whenever these courts start to strike down marriage, that is just absolutely ludicrous.
This is notion of judicial supremacy, that somehow the courts have the final say on everything. If that's the case, Matt, we live under a judiciocracy. We do not live under a constitutional republic. We have a thing called checks and balances. We call them opinions, that these justices issue opinions for a reason. When are we going to get some bold governors in some of these states where these rogue judges are arbitrarily, unilaterally, without the power to even enact to force these judgments into place? When are we going to have some bold governors stand up and say, thank you for your opinion, but we're going to go ahead and go with our constitution in this state and maintain marriages between a man and a woman? We reject your unconstitutional opinion. That's what checks and balances is all about.
I think that day is coming, because what you're seeing is this homosexual agenda colliding with religious freedom. You see it in the Elaine Photography case. You see it in Massachusetts with the Catholic Charities not being able to engage in adoptions. And so more and more of that, when it comes about, I think people are going to push back. You know, in addition to Virginia, we've also filed interventions in a couple of cases in Florida. There have been lawsuits in a couple of places, both in state and federal court. Liberty Counsel has filed motions to intervene to defend those cases, to make sure that they get a rigorous and proper defense. But we're doing this around the country, filing briefs around the country. We're working in the court systems to make the arguments based on our many years of experience in this area. But this is an issue of critical importance and magnitude for every single American.
We've got to stop the bleeding. Freedom is under assault in this nation, Matt. And oddly, it's this LGBT agenda and this push to deconstruct the institution of marriage, to break down the natural family, natural marriage, and that they are using as a sledgehammer to take to our religious freedoms. And we're getting to a point now where the lines have been clearly drawn, and people are going to have to make a decision if they're going to stand for freedom or not.
That's right. This is not an area in which compromise is possible, because they have a zero-sum game. If you don't not only agree but affirm and participate, then they don't want you to have your employment. They don't want you to have any rights or privileges or benefits that you have as a citizen of the United States. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, or libertycounsel.com. You can go to our resources page, and we have several resources that are very good. We have Rena Linda Valtzen's book, Only One Mommy. We also have Dr. Judith Reisman's books, Sexual Sabotage and Stolen Honor, Stolen Innocence, among others. Also, my book, Same-Sex Marriage, Putting Every Household at Risk. This is an area in which we need to make sure that we stand strong. Continue to pray for Liberty Counsel and support us financially. You can make an online credit card contribution at the website, lc.org. You can call us at 1-800-671-1776. Let us know of issues affecting family, faith, and freedom in your area so that we can get involved to advance these critical issues.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.